T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Max joins me for sports at 8:39. And Mike, you're still down in Des Moines. I'm guessing you're staying for the weekend, right?
No, I'm back. We came back late last night.
Oh, you did?
In the wee hours, and we'll go back tomorrow night for the game.
All right.
And then come back after the game tomorrow night. I'm getting those Iowa quick stops pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and I suppose it saves a lot on hotels.
Well, yeah, and we could have stayed, but, you know, you go, okay, if we stay, we're going to come back tomorrow anyway, meaning today. And let's just, you know, if you got enough adrenaline, you go, let's just bring her home. And so we did last night, and yeah, it all worked out fine.
Yeah, but a very exciting day yesterday for the Golden Gophers at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. I understand you talked to a lot of Minnesotans down there who came down to support. Our own Dusty, who was on again after you were.
Yeah, I met Dusty, yeah.
Yes, he said he caught up to you at the arena as well. Did you recognize him from his high school playing days?
Well, he's grown a beard since then, man. Dusty's he's got the lumberjack beard now, and so I would not have recognized him. But he's very enthused, and he's trying to figure out after the game how he's going to get tickets. Of course, as you know, for tomorrow's. But he is the epitome, the embodiment of a Golden Gopher fan. You know, I mean, he's into it, and there was a good showing of Minnesota fans yesterday, kind of spread throughout the arena. It's strange because I think if you've never been to an NCAA tournament game, you assume these places are packed and it's loud and it's this and that. Well, there's 8 teams, and all 8 teams have bought tickets, but you're not going to go watch every game. Most people are only going to go to their team's game or maybe a doubleheader. So there's always lots of empty seats at these games. It's a little bit deceiving. So even yesterday at the Wells Fargo Arena, there were lots of empty seats for the Gopher game. Most of those people were just going to the night session or coming to the second game, the Michigan game. And Minnesota, by far, the greatest following, and for good reason, obviously, when you can just drive down there. I was surprised Louisville did not bring many people. And I thought, you know, with that basketball-rich tradition, even though they've had problems in the last couple of years, I thought that they'd be into it big time. And they just had a smattering of people there.
Oh, that is kind of surprising. Yeah, you would think that, just a great basketball tradition that goes back to, you know, to Denny Crum way back when.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Denny Crum. And then, of course, Richard Pitino's father, Rick. And I got to believe he was smiling over in Greece yesterday. But, yeah, talking to a lot of the players after the game yesterday, they this is a really kind of flatline team emotionally, the Gophers are. I mean, there's not a lot there in terms of that gets them, they're excited to win and all those things, but personality-wise, you know, Gabe Kalscher, I talked to him, kid him about that yesterday. You know, he and his mother were in last summer for the radio show, and, spent a little bit of time with him. And I said, you just don't show anything out there. He goes, I got it. It's just inside. Jordan Murphy a little bit more, and Amir Coffey, obviously, I thought Amir did a nice job yesterday of, setting the tone in the first half, and then the second half, they didn't need him as much, and he played a different role. And I had a nice visit with Richard Coffey there. He was there, and Matthew Hurt's father. Lots of fun stuff going on there.
That's great. That's great. You know, we talked a lot all through the morning about the boys' high school basketball tournament. An hour ago, though, I promised I would ask you about some of the news coming from the Minnesota Vikings. What is going on with the Vikings? What kind of news are they making?
Well, you know, you talked about it. It sounds like Marcus Sherrill's made a sign with the New Orleans Saints, and he's been, you talk about a quiet guy. There's a guy that's had an unbelievable career in the NFL and is one of the quietest, most unassuming, and never wants his name out there, could care less about publicity. He's just been fantastic for that team, and Rochester native, obviously, and all that he's done. But he was a free agent invite in the spring to take a look at. He made it on the team the same way Adam Thielen did, and a few others on that team. So they could lose him. They picked up this Klein, this offensive line. You can see what mold they're in right now, John, and that is this offensive line. You can't get good ones. There's not going to be any blockbuster deal. There's not going to be any way. There is no method to go get a good offensive lineman right now. So you're going to have to get the guys that you think are serviceable and hope you can coach them up. Hope your offensive line coach is good enough that he can get that unit to play together. But you, and maybe in the draft you can get somebody. But you can just see the way they're going right now. That you can't go out and get good offensive linemen. They don't exist. They're all signed up. All their teams, they're under contract with everybody. So they're not going to be able to upgrade that by just bringing in talent.
Oh, yeah. I heard I think Spielman referenced that earlier as they go here. When will the Twins break training camp?
So, okay, so the game is Thursday. Generally speaking, they play a game on Tuesday. I haven't looked close to the schedule. And then Wednesday is kind of an off day, and I don't know if they're going to practice here or not. And then off day, maybe that would depend on the condition of the field, et cetera. I don't know. And then Thursday they start. So technically, usually Tuesday is the last time they play a game. And I don't have the schedule in front of me. Sometimes they play somewhere else. They break camp like on Sunday, and then they go play a couple games somewhere else. And then they come back and start in Minnesota, of course, a week from yesterday already. Holy cow.
Yeah, no kidding. Timberwolves last night, and of course, again, over the weekend. And the Gopher women's hockey making a statement now.
Yeah, Cornell, they played today at 3 o'clock in the Frozen Four. So they are where they thought they could be, and they've, another good season. And there they sit with a chance to win that. And, the Gopher women's basketball team plays tonight against Northern Iowa in the WNIT at 6 o'clock at Williams Arena. So they're in action, too. They told me I was talking to the Gopher alumni folks at Big Pep Fest yesterday, and they said, don't tell anybody, but we've got 3 goalies that are all working this week.
What?
I thought there was only one. They said, don't tell anybody, but we've got 3 that are employed this weekend for us. One with men, one with women's basketball, one with women's hockey.
Little idea that they got from Lassie way back when.
Little idea they got from Lassie, yep.
Or Sparky the
Wait
Seal.
Wait a second, John. You're not telling me.
No.
More than one Lassie, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Say, one other note here. One other note, Twins and the Red Sox today on WCCO Radio. First pitch will come just after 5 o'clock. And, Maxie, you have a great weekend. I know you'll be headed back down to bring us more on television from the Wells Fargo Arena and the Golden Gophers against Michigan State.
And I'll be on after the Twins tonight on radio, and then Sunday morning we'll do it again.
Right, we'll Sports Huddle.
For stuff and whatnot, the Sports Huddle, yep.
All right, good stuff all the way around, Maxie. Thank you so much.
You bet, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.